Hello, Candy Shop Talk podcast listeners. The 2019 Talent Board Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research Program opens in March, and we hope you'll participate this year. If you're hiring people in North America, EMEA, APAC, and Latin America, and you're interested in participating in a confidential and anonymous candidate experience feedback program that will help you improve your recruiting processes, then learn more at thetalentboard.org. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Lots of employers now are looking at ways to make it more intuitive and easier for people to apply. And using consumer-facing apps like text messaging, live chat, and Facebook Messenger are great for recruiters because they help people really engage and reach candidates.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk podcast, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman. Talent Board is the first nonprofit research organization focused on elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Birch Faber, VP of Marketing at TextRecruit, software for recruiting and HR that uses text message, live chat, and artificial intelligence to help companies hire better people faster. And a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Birch, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do today?
Yeah, I'm the VP of Marketing at TextRecruit. And for a long time, I've been really fascinated by the way that technology can impact hiring and reduce friction. And I've been really excited over the last few years because we've seen a perfect storm of unemployment reaching record lows, where you have employers really competing for talent in the marketplace. And you've started to see consumer-facing apps starting to enter the workplace more and more, where text messaging and live chat and Facebook Messenger, which used to be considered very unprofessional, are all of a sudden being very much requirement for a recruiting arsenal. So TextRecruit has really been focused on making communication between employers and job seekers simpler and faster.
So here's one thing that I find fascinating, yeah. And I shared this with you recently too, that it kind of aligns to what with the growth that you're seeing in using texting in recruitment today. And in the Talent Board research that we do, we saw a 71% increase with employers using text-based communication, text messaging campaigns in recruitment from 2017 to 2018. There's a pretty big jump, significant increase. So when you think about that and the growth that you've seen in the organization today and the customers that you work with, let's talk a little bit more granular about the challenges you're helping them to overcome as it relates to communication. So what's going on here with, because texts aren't new, but why is it now becoming so powerful in recruiting?
I think it's happening right now because talent acquisition leaders are really struggling to make hires, you know, quickly and make the right hire and get people on board to help their business. And part of it is that competition, is the low unemployment rate. But I think part of it is that we've, you know, made it really hard for people to apply for a job overall. So lots of employers now are looking at ways to make it more intuitive and easier for people to apply. And using consumer-facing apps like text messaging, live chat, and Facebook Messenger are great for recruiters because they help people really engage and reach candidates more effectively than they were using more traditional communication channels like email and phone calls and voicemails, which just aren't working as well for recruiters and talent acquisition teams they used to.
I hate email. I'll just be clear about that right now. I mean, I know we used to use email. I get it. All that good stuff. Nobody answers their phone anymore. Right. So that would make sense. So, but tell me, I just, one little wrinkle I want to iron out here is, like direct marketing compliance as it relates to email outreach, what are the considerations that employers have to make when it comes to texting candidates? Is it the same thing? Is it similar? What's the deal there?
So general compliance is going to be very similar to what you would see in email. Sending out text campaigns to people who have already applied to your organization is a great way to leverage text message recruiting. So say you've had, 50 nurses already applying, you've got them in your ATS. If you're sending them an email, you're going to be getting just much lower response rates and not reaching them as effectively if you're going to be sending out a text campaign. A lot of our clients are actually using text messaging as a way to let people apply to jobs within their organization. So they're actually using text recruiting short codes to let people text in, capture their information. In that case, of course, it's going to be a candidate opting in to receive responses back in that same channel that they're reaching out. So text messaging has very much become part of the regular workflow for a lot of large employers.
Are you seeing any specific industry spike more in text messaging? Is it related more to a lot of maybe hourly store level kinds of employees, or is it just you're seeing it across the board?
We're seeing it really across the board. I think it's especially impactful for industries where employees aren't sitting in front of a computer all day. Naturally, nurses, manufacturing, transportation, these people, especially, it can be inaccessible to be checking your email regularly or taking phone calls. So those are kind of natural inclinations towards text messaging and mobile messaging. But really, we're seeing it, in unique places where it's just for very hard to recruit roles. So things like watchmakers that are very, very difficult to track down, very specific roles. Customers are using it to kind of break through the noise of all the different emails and phone calls they might be getting and reach those candidates more clearly.
To be clear for everybody listening at home, that you're part of the mothership called iSIMS now, which has been great for you guys, and your growth has been exponential. There are other players in the space, right? That shall not be named. I won't do that to you in this podcast, but that are offering text messaging as part of the platform too. So again, when we come down to what you're offering, what would be some of your key differentiators with your platform?
Yeah, well, I'd say at this point, there's really two big parts of the text recruit platform. There's this ability to communicate through these new channels, text messaging, live chat, Facebook Messenger, and have the same capabilities you would traditional, communication channels like email and phone calls. But we're also adding on really advanced automation with our AI-powered chatbot, Ari, who's actually able to automate high top of the funnel recruiting conversations that otherwise can be very repetitive and time consuming for ordinary recruiters. So functions just like screening, scheduling, answering repetitive onboarding questions. So we've really built an interesting, hybrid model where you can either have a recruiter manage conversations one-to-one or leverage automation with Ari to automate the most repetitive parts of your recruiting conversation. And I think what really makes us different and separates us is a lot of organizations are going to say, oh, you need to have a recruiter manage each one of these conversations. Or no, just let the chatbot, just let the machine manage all these conversations. And we really believe it needs to be a hybrid, flexible model where recruiting teams can dictate for themselves how much of the automation they want to have in their recruiting workflow.
We know at the Talent Board, year after year, that communication and feedback loops at any stage of the recruiting process are always critical and always result in higher ratings from candidates, especially from the majority at the end of the day who don't get hired, which is the 9 out of 10 people that apply for any given job. The fact that what you were just saying, I think one of the value adds, and then you can add on to what I'm saying too, Birch, is that with automated AI-related technology and the chatbot functionality, when it fills a place, a gap where there was really limited, little or no communication before, it's actually a win from a candidate experience perspective, at least the data I've seen so far. Is that what you're finding as well?
We are. I think for a long time, the common belief was, of course, if I'm a person applying for a job, I'd rather speak, directly to a human, but really that tends to be unscalable. And if you build that type of model, you can have candidates who have to wait, 4 or 5 days to get a response or get an update on where they stand in the application process. So what candidates are really craving and what they're really desperate for is an on-demand 24/7 communication experience where they're not waiting to find out where they stand in the recruiting process. They're able to, you know, apply for a job, screen themselves, and if they're qualified, schedule time with a recruiter, you know, on demand. And if you miss a few days, a few hours, you can really lose that candidate's attention span, and the opportunity just disappears completely.
Yeah, time's always a factor, and we see that in the data too, that too much time, disrupted processes, lack of communication, those are all factors when it comes to disrupting candidate experience. And one of the things that we tell employers every year is that the sheer aggregate number of the people that you say no to is what really, at the end of the day, can have a much bigger impact on your business and your brand over time, even more so than the hires that you make. Not to say that hires aren't important, because we all know they are. They're the folks that are going to help you grow and sustain your business. When it comes to then, already from what you've shared, we see the value to the candidates, even to the value to the recruiters, right? Because the candidates are kind of self-selecting. And whether or not when they're going to engage a recruiter, and the same for the recruiter side, what are the key kind of metrics that you're providing to your customers based on the text recruiting and the AI interaction, the chatbot interaction? What are they saying, especially as it relates to candidate experience? I mean, they could be some of the standard recruiting metrics are related to, but what are those things they're going to get on the report side from you guys?
They're going to be getting, first of all, much faster responses from candidates. I would say our average response time is around 15 minutes versus email. You're often waiting, you know, hours, if not days.
Right.
You're going to be getting a much, much higher response rate. So email to candidates is generally close to 3 or 4% response. With text messaging, you're looking at almost 37% response rates is what we see as an average for our clients. So you're really getting an accelerated recruiting experience, and you're able to fill your roles faster, as well as have a greater talent pool to choose from as you're evaluating talent.
There's always something going on in the development side. So I want you to tell me something top secret. I promise I'm not going to share it with anybody. Nobody's going to hear it.
Absolutely. We're not on a podcast right now.
So no, but seriously, what's coming? What is there something that you can share that we can expect from TextRecruit to make the service even better, the product even better?
Sure. Well, some of the things we're working on right now is, you know, making Ari more advanced. So having the ability to turn on and off the automation more easily, being able to, you know, escalate workflows. So if Ari ever doesn't know the answer to a question, being able to escalate it to a human recruiter. So really advancements there that are making that hybrid AI human recruiting experience more powerful. We're also taking a stab at really reimagining career events and live recruiting conversations. So if you're an organization that's focused on career fairs or campus recruiting, I think we've got some really exciting things in store for you in terms of creating more powerful digital live events that can connect talent with recruiting organizations.
Yeah, that's excellent. What's the volume of conversations that you've analyzed today in order to make Ari bigger, stronger, faster, better, all those good things?
So last year, Ari was responsible for over 1.6 million text messages exchanged between recruiters and candidates. So we're really excited to help Ari continue to learn from all that data. You know, we're really proud. We have the largest database of candidate recruiter conversations over messaging. And, you know, being able to use that data, let Ari learn from it, is just going to make it even more powerful in creating better interactions with candidates.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Why is it important? It's kind of a softball question for you, Birch, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do you think it's important and valuable for companies not only to ask for feedback from their candidates and start measuring their own candidate experience, but also participate obviously in a program like Talent Board. What's the overall value to employers doing this?
Yeah, well, I think employers are going to have to continue to innovate, get creative about how to better meet candidates' needs. I mean, we're certainly invested from the text recruit end because we know that text messaging isn't going to be the channel that candidates prefer probably 10 years from now, even, you know, 20 years from now. So we need to listen as well. And we want to hear, you know, where those trends are going. What are the new consumer apps that are coming out that are making it easier for people to communicate with their family and friends? And what can us and talent acquisition leaders really learn from that to enhance those conversations? So all the surveys that the Talent Board is putting together and the report is extremely valuable to us to continue to learning about those trends.
Birch, the last question I like to ask my guests has to do with kind of the tongue-in-cheek nickname of the Candidate Experience Awards from Talent Board, which is the candies and hence the sweets, et cetera. It's my little segue here. I always like to ask a personal question. So what else does Birch have a sweet tooth for outside of work? What else does Birch like to do?
So Birch really has more of a savory tooth than a sweet tooth. And I am a big fan of cooking. So I specialize in Sichuan Chinese food, which is one of the provinces in China known for its spice and its peppercorn. So if you ever come up to San Francisco, Kevin, I will cook you an amazing mouth-numbing meal of mapo tofu and my special chili crisp.
So. Oh my God, I'm there. Totally. Yeah, I'm there. My mouth's watering right now, Birch. So that's awesome. Wow.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm not a foodie, but I like food, as they say. And I guess that just means I like to eat, but I'm a good short order cook, but what you're serving up sounds really good. Thanks again so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. And I look forward to seeing you in person again very soon.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and benchmark research, visit www.thetalentboard.org.